everyone. Welcome to Creative Therapy Umbrella, the podcast, a place where creative arts and expressive therapies are discussed through interviews and questions from listeners. We will talk about the ups and downs of therapy life, the balance of creativity, intervention ideas, and issues within the profession. Take a listen and be creative. If you're enjoying the podcast, don't forget to subscribe and review us on iTunes. You can also follow us on Instagram at Creative Therapy Umbrella to send in your questions for the podcast. For this first episode, I would love to explain a little bit about how Creative Therapy Umbrella came about and what the mission is for this podcast. I'm a music therapist, and I'm currently in the process of getting my license as a professional counselor in the state of Colorado. And as I've been doing this, I have been learning more about play therapy, drama therapy, art therapy, and a lot of other creative modalities. Learning about all of these creative processes and how they occur within the therapy session and how supportive they are has been a phenomenal learning experience for me. And I see more frequently now how much my clients are thriving in creativity and thriving in a model of creativity that supports many modalities and not just one. So I got really passionate about the idea of putting together different creative arts therapies and learning more about what that looks like. So I thought the best idea and the best way to go about doing that would be talking to people, which I love to do anyway. And so here I am. And I decided, okay, if I'm having trouble finding a lot of this information, I really want to dig deeper into people's stories about how they got where they are now as a creative arts therapist or expressive therapist. And I guess I just felt that there's got to be some other people out there as well. So I hope that this is helpful for other people too. If there is any feedback you have, always feel free to reach out. If you want to hear more of something, if we're not tackling a topic that feels really important to you, write in, let me know. I'm an open book and I absolutely love feedback. So really, the mission of this podcast is to connect creative arts therapists and other therapists who are using creative modalities in their work. I hope to interview, maybe there are speech language pathologists, PT, OT, behavioral therapists who are also trained in some other creative modalities as well that seem to support their work. So I do feel like creativity is such a wild and magical beast, and I'm hoping that by having other people's stories out there and learning more about what other people go through day in and day out, what they've gone through, what they hope for their future, that listeners can feel inspired to learn more, to connect to others as well, to have that motivation to reach out to other therapists, and to continue exploring their own creativity. I think exploring our own creativity can be such a important part of self-care, and it's not something that we can always do, especially when we're being creative all day. So I'm the kind of person where I find myself looking to different creative modalities to support my self-care outside of music, because music is my primary creative modality. But I love drama. I am a huge nerd in that. I've actually never done theater, but I didn't get introduced to it until later in life. And I actually am really big into Dungeons and Dragons recently. And playing that has really opened up a creative door for me in being creative, you know, having some of that role playing that's really, really fun. Improvising and being on your toes is always one of my favorite things. So I find myself looking to do something like that for self-care. I also find myself really wanting to make things with my hands. I love having that quiet time to make something. Recently, I've been painting rocks and just painting, you know, cute little pictures that I actually think I'll probably end up using in sessions. But little things like that. And I feel like there's other people out there who are in that gray area of creative modalities where they might not be diehard music or diehard art and just really are in a bigger space of creativity, and they need to pull from more creative modalities as a person to be a better therapist and to better support their clients. And not that on the other end that having, I think there is so much space for when there's something that's just very musical, just very artistic, just dance, just poetry, just drama. Those things are extremely, extremely important. But I think there's also a gray area too, and I hope that the umbrella of this podcast can reach the whole spectrum of creativity for people who are really, really interested in one modality. Fantastic. There's going to be lots of interviews with different therapists on here, so you can scan through and just choose the ones that you want to listen to, and hopefully those are helpful. And then on the other end of the spectrum, for people who really pull from a lot of different paths of creativity, then there will be a lot of episodes as well where art, music, dance, drama, poetry, where we'll be able to pull on, you can listen to those episodes separately as well. For me, I do feel like the challenge is to, if you're pulling up this podcast, is to listen to maybe an episode that you might not normally listen to, an interview. Maybe it's the modality that you're like, I don't really use that. But my challenge to you is to try one or two and see if it influences your work at all. See if it influences your personal life at all. And just kind of diving into that a little bit outside of our comfort zone. So I hope that that is helpful. That's the mission for the podcast. The other thing that I'm really passionate about is making the podcast fun and engaging. And some of the ways I hope to do that are having would you rather questions, and they're therapy related. I've gotten so many. I asked this question on Facebook in a couple groups, and there are so many good ones. I have a giant list going, and they're just so fun and so silly. And it's a really nice way to laugh at the hard things that happen in our sessions and then remember the really good things as well. So I'd like to keep that as part of the interview process as an icebreaker, but also I'm going to put those questions out there on Instagram for listeners to answer as well, because I think it's really interesting to see what would everybody prefer to do, and I think that'll be a fun way for you to get involved and give your answer to that question. Also, something really important is listener questions. So I think having the opportunity as a listener to ask a question if you're interested in a certain modality, if you have a question about something that's going on in the podcast or who we're interviewing, or any type of question that might come up for you, a question about creativity, about interventions, I really hope that you feel empowered to write in and ask that question. I want to get to all of those. I hope that there's tons of them and we can get to as many of them as possible. I've thought about even doing minisodes that are just dedicated to questions. So write in those questions that you have about creative arts therapy, expressive therapies, any type of self-care and creativity, all of those different things. I think they're great things to put out there, and I would love to try to get them answered as well. So in conclusion, I guess, really, I'm hoping that this is helpful for other people as well. So definitely write in your feedback. Follow me on Instagram. Head over to my website and check out some stuff there. A lot of the stuff on my website is geared for music therapists because that's my primary modality, but it's also going to be the hub of where Creative Arts Therapy Umbrella Podcast kind of sits as well. So there's going to be plenty of stuff over there for you to check out. And that's just creativetherapyumbrella.com. I've got a newsletter over there too for some additional content. And if you're interested in supporting the podcast, I do have a Patreon page. It's patreon.com/creativetherapyumbrella. There's a bunch of different tiers. If you can give one time, if you want to do $1 a month, $10 a month, there's so many different options. And whatever anybody can give is just amazing because it helps to offset the time and the effort put into the podcast. And I'm really passionate about keeping this podcast free and keeping the content as free as possible because it's, you know, conferences are expensive. We all don't have the opportunity to be in a big team of other therapies to reach out to. And I really hope that this can be something accessible to everybody, parents, if the teachers, other therapists and administrators. I want this to be something that's really open and can be available to as many people as possible. But for people who do have the opportunity to give and they want to, that's super, super appreciated too, and helps provide this resource to a lot of people. So I hope you enjoy some of the episodes that are coming up. It's going to be an exciting couple of months. Again, always feel free to reach out, ask questions, touch base with me. I love talking with people. So reach out, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Enjoy the podcast.